So this is a very big moment in the history of IOM, which has been around for 65 years now already. So finally, the organization's membership have decided that we should apply formally to join the United Nations system as a related agency. So this is really, I mean, it's historic because we've been outside the UN system for such a long time, and that has had very positive aspects as well as negative. Positive because it's enabled us to grow in our own way, and we now have a very efficient, effective, lean and responsive organization. And I think that's interesting because that is one of the aspects that the UN is interested in.
So you're going to be incorporated into the UN fold, although it's not actually happened yet. What happens is the process, as I understand it, the request goes to the Secretary General at the UN, and then he passes that on to the General Assembly. The General Assembly has to give it the nod. That's going to happen. I mean, that's not...
I mean, barring accidents, that will happen on the 19th of September during this quite historic summit on refugees and migrants. Historic, why? Because the UN typically has shied away from the migration issue. In one sense, people have been of the view that, why would you need a migration? Why do you need to tackle that? What we need is development. With development, nobody needs to migrate anywhere. But that's not what's happened in the world. And this is one of those issues that's perhaps come to the fore because people can see that migration is at the core of international politics and national politics at the moment.
And that brings us on nicely to your assisted voluntary returns project, which is a fundamental part of the IOM's mandate. You help people return to places of safety every year, many thousands, many tens of thousands, and your latest figures show that 80% of those voluntary returns came from the European Economic Area. What was the breakdown? Was it mainly men, women?
Well, the numbers, you know, show us that by and large it's men, but there are plenty of women, and there's a very, very large percentage of unaccompanied minors and indeed minors. So you're getting the full spectrum, and in a sense it's telling us that there's a lot of hardship out there in the world and families are voting with their feet. They're sending their entire families or their children in the hope of making a better life. Sometimes it's a misbegotten hope, but it's certainly a story of our times. And I think, getting back to your original question, the reason IOM is moving closer and becoming part of the UN family is because migration is indeed the story of our times, and it's possibly one that's been omitted for too long.